The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on a Monday afternoon. We're sitting with Tammy Worrow. Tammy is the president of the Iowa State Education Association, and we're talking about, well, Chapter 20, recertification votes, what it means to be a school teacher in the state of Iowa these days. We'll talk a little bit about funding through the Iowa legislature, all kinds of things that have a direct impact on business, we feel, because if we don't educate our children, then business goes wanting for high caliber and high-quality employees. Tammy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I want to start this conversation with a history lesson, if we can. Years ago, decades ago, actually, there was something called Chapter 20 that was instituted in the Iowa Code. And that talked about teachers and strikes and all of those things. It was signed by Governor Ray after a really horrible point in our history. Can you talk to all of that?
I'm so glad you bring that up, because the teacher in me loves that we're going back to talk about history. And if we don't understand where we came from, it's hard to know where we need to go. So it truly was the Iowa State Education Association at the time. We've been around for 150 years, long before collective bargaining came in place. And our members in Keokuk, Iowa, were battling something very unfair and what they thought was very unjust. So down at the time, they were very, very forward-thinking. They asked that their teachers all get master's degrees because there was a community college down there, and they wanted their teachers to be able to help and work.
Wow.
And isn't that amazing, right?
Yeah.
Very forward-thinking. And then at a certain point in time, the high school teachers were starting to be paid differently than the elementary teachers, and so forth. There was something called head of household, where men received a higher rate of pay than women, even if you were a single mother. And they decided this was unfair and unjust, and so they tried to work through it with the school board. The community got engaged. The church became a place where they helped make signs, and they went on strike. They were on strike for 3 days in Keokuk. The three officers of the Iowa State Education Association in Keokuk were put in jail, the president, vice president, and then the secretary treasurer was a female kindergarten teacher. And it's a great, amazing story about where we got here. You can listen to it if you Google it, and you'll hear the officers talk about it from their perspective. But I'll never forget when I listened to it, there was a sheriff that said it was the worst night in his life that he had to drive the kindergarten teacher to jail, and it tore the community apart. And after 3 days, they figured out a way to come to grips. But the Iowa legislature at the time decided, too, they needed to help fix this, because they never wanted public service workers to have to face this, and for communities to face this, and children and families. So you're right. Governor Ray, a Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate, all
right.
Three passed Chapter 20 to allow people to sit down and talk about things that impact their livelihood and their families.
And those things are what?
So at the time, they were insurance, and they were pay, their sick leave and family sick leave and evaluation procedures and safety in your workplace, things like that. Just the ability to sit down and have a conversation about that.
And this opportunity to have those conversations lasted for decades until the 1917 legislative session. And that all changed.
Right. So the 2017 legislative session changed things for a lot of us, although it didn't change everything. So there are things that certain groups now can no longer talk about at the bargaining table. So, for example, teachers and correctional officers and some other public servants can no longer talk about insurance or safety in their workplace, which is a student's learning place. But other safety employees can talk about that. So there are firefighters and police officers who can still talk about that and have it in their contract. But there are other things that we still can talk about and are permissive subjects of conversation, which are leave time, employee just lots of things that still are important that we can sit down and talk about if all parties are willing to do that. Mm-hmm. And in many places, both parties are very willing to sit down and do that because they know it's good for their community. It's great to hire because if we have people coming out of college who can go on the PERB website, the Public Relations Board, and they can pull down every school district contract. And I tell them, you want to look and see what school district has a one-page contract and which one has a 30-page contract, because they're becoming consumers of where they go work. And
absolutely,
our small communities need people who want to come teach and be there. And one way is to ensure that there is a contract that transcends the superintendent or the school board. They can come and go, but this contract is what maintains the ability for us to make a car payment, for crying out loud.
Last week we had Tammy Woro, ladies and gentlemen, as our guest. Last week we had a story, and it made a lot of eyebrows arch. It was a story about Costco employees and starting teachers in Iowa. And it talked about how if you're a long-term employee for Costco, you'll make anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 more a year as a cashier at Costco. That doesn't say much when we talk about recruiting or retaining teachers in the state of Iowa.
So we are in the fight for this profession. This is not about unions. This is about the profession of teaching, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about that because that's very true. And I think also when you compound it with what our teachers are being asked to do every day and the heart and soul that they put into their work, it is Iowa has a quarter that has a schoolhouse on it for a reason. We have cared about our education system for years, and I am just I'm sad that this happened, but I also think it's a way for our community and the public to step back up and say, wait, this is not okay.
When we talk about teachers and negotiating many parts of their contract, they're actually negotiating not necessarily with the state of Iowa, they're negotiating with their local school boards. Would that be accurate?
Correct. That's what's a little bit different about us than say, AFSCME in some places, yes.
And those school board members are members of the community as well who oftentimes have children in school.
Yes.
So it is striking how this has been carved out a bit, I think, for school teachers. When we talk about recertification, and that's one of the things that we really want to dive into today, a part of the law that was passed in 2017 requires teachers of the Iowa State Education Association to recertify their belonging to the union. Is that correct?
Just a little bit tweak on that. What our teachers and public employees across the state choose every year whether they want to be part of a union or not. So we are a right-to-work state. We always have been. That's very different than Wisconsin was. So our people choose to be members every year. And they were choosing 150 years ago to be members or not to be members of our organization. What the recertification election does is the year before a contract comes due, the bargaining unit members, so that means union members and non-members,
correct,
must choose whether they want that group to continue to bargain their contract and to have a bargained contract. If they vote against this, there is no longer a contract in place, and the law says that it takes two full years to even try to have a vote to have a group that would bargain for you again. So the union doesn't go away. The association doesn't go away. Those people that helped our teachers in Keokuk were our ISEA attorneys at the time, well before Chapter 20. They're still going to be here. But what this is the voice at the table at every local. That's what they're voting for. So the vote is for members and non-members, whether they want that contract ability.
If they don't have that contract ability, who negotiates what?
Well, you're really at the whim of school board, building principal. I mean, as far as salary goes, it would be the school board with one-on-one conversations, superintendent, as far as your sick leave, there's a state mandated days for sick leave, but there is nothing about family illness or bereavement or prep time or other procedures that coming to work time, all of that would be different for everyone.
And those are all issues that ISEA then bargains for on behalf of those union teachers and non-union
teachers. Correct. And everyone gets the benefit of that.
And here in Iowa, you have some recertification votes coming up. But one of the curious things about the recertification election is the voting process that we took a look at. And quite frankly, Tammy, I don't understand. But it indicates that if you, A, forget to vote, or if you don't vote, the state will mark that ballot as a no vote. How does that happen?
That's a good question. How does that happen? Yes, that's a real problem. I have a local leader in a small town who is getting ready to go overseas, and she's very worried that she's not going to get the ballot in at her home before she has to leave. So there's no absentee voting in this. It's and there are two different elections that are going to happen in September. Mm-hmm. There are 14 locals that are up, and they have to vote by paper ballot because they aren't ready to do the electronic version yet. Then October, when the majority of them are up, that is an electronic vote. So that person wouldn't be as worried about it because she could still use her phone somewhere.
So September, we have 14 districts that are voting on paper ballots, yes or no. Or if they forget to vote, the state will count that as a no vote, which brings to mind the question, and this is rhetorical, of course, but if anyone under the Golden Dome in Des Moines were to be not elected by nobody voting, there would be no legislators, no governor.
Right. The total electorate would have to vote.
Right.
So there'd be no bond issue. We wouldn't have a library built. The total electorate has to vote. And so that would be Republican and Democrat, if they're looking at it that way, or everyone who is a registered voter would have to vote, and 51% would have to elect the person in.
I know
it
you're
just
not.
Happen.
I know you're not an attorney. No, of course, no. We can't get. You know, we're lucky to get 36% of the population to the polls. I know you're not an attorney, and I don't mean to ask that opinion, but I can't imagine this has legal standing.
So we have some amazing attorneys that do work for us, and NEA General Counsel was in 2 weeks ago, and we had our oral arguments in court about this part of the law, as well as two other big pieces of the law that are just extremely unfair and not right under the Iowa Constitution. Now, it might seem okay under the Wisconsin Constitution or even the federal, but our Iowa Constitution is pretty clear about treating people fairly and justly.
And equally.
Yes, and equally. So we are waiting to hear from a judge about all parts of this law that are very unfair.
Tammy Worrell, ladies and gentlemen, talking to us about recertification, Chapter 20. So much going in to this conversation. All right, you have 14 districts that are on the bubble for September, and then the bulk of your members and school districts vote next time out. You want to list out those 14 districts so that we – do you have those?
So I do. We have a couple community colleges in there as well. So we have Ballard and Danville, DMAC, Eldora, New Providence, Iowa Western Community College, Mid Prairie, Northeast Iowa Community College. We have Olin, where some of my husband's family's from, Roland Story, Seidel, Seymour, Southwestern Community College, West Lyon, and Western Iowa Tech. And I'll say I was just up talking with our West Lyon folks, and their mail goes to South Dakota, then to Omaha, and over to Des Moines. So they are worried about this, not in a way that they think their people aren't going to vote yes for this, because even their non-members fully appreciate the fact that they have bargained their contract and that has helped them serve. But they're worried about the mail.
Getting there in time.
And the ballot has to be back to PERB in Des Moines on the 26th, not postmarked by the 26th. So they're really up in arms about what day should we put this in the mail. We just have to turn it right back around. Yep.
And I think there's a lot of individuals who would say, okay, wait a minute. I just heard you list off several community colleges.
Yep.
They may be thinking this is public school employees only, but no.
They are our public employees, but they are community colleges that we represent. Yep, that's the case.
All right, so there are recertification votes going on this month in 14 districts, and then you have the bulk of these happening in October. I suspect that you and other members of ISEA have been out knocking doors and holding meetings?
So we have been. We know that education is what's the most important thing you can do. I would hate that anyone didn't vote because they just didn't understand the ramifications of their vote. But what makes me the most sad is when I'm out there. I'm always out in our school districts, and people love to show me what they're doing. And I'm that spokesperson. I'm going to say, hey, did you see that? And I want to go talk with kids. And I just had a wonderful day in Hubbard Radcliffe, and I actually got to spend time with kids, which was wonderful. But what I'm talking about with our members is this, and that makes me very sad. That's not what they want to talk about, but they need to know, and they're asking deep questions. They're worried. So I'm just sad that that's the conversations we're having right now when nobody wants to have these conversations. It was a solution in search of a problem that happened in another state, and here we are.
Tammy Worrell, ladies and gentlemen, president of the ISEA, in studio talking about the recertification votes that are happening, Chapter 20, the history of all of that. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Once again, that was Tammy Worrell, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of the Iowa State Education Association. When we come back, we'll take a look at what happened today on Wall Street with the Wall Street Report. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.